are people like this. Yep. Keep that in mind, people, when you're talking about, you know, oh, these people and all that stuff. A group of dancing dads from the UK are in the news. To embarrass their kids, they formed a dance crew in 2012 called the Out of Puff Daddies.
Oh, I love it.
Now they post dance videos to raise awareness for mental health, and they're a hit on social media with over 300,000 Instagram followers.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Guys, great show today. Thank you for the fun.
Yes, yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you to the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you. We'll have more morning show for you tomorrow. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up here at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. George Santos is under arrest. New York's embattled Republican congressman was taken into custody on Long Island last hour on federal criminal charges, including embezzling campaign contributions, lying to Congress, and receiving unemployment benefits while he had a job and ran for office. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This has all happened very quickly. I think that there is some sort of smoking gun in terms of a paper trail. I think that they have somebody potentially closely aligned with him working with the federal government, and that they have documents that really will be incredibly difficult for him to rebut.
Santos will be arraigned on Long Island this afternoon. If he's convicted, he faces a prison sentence of up to 20 years on the top charge. He's likely to remain in Congress in the meantime. The Biden administration will roll out sweeping new border rules hours before a pandemic-era policy that prevented many migrants from crossing into the U.S. expires at midnight. Asylum seekers have been jamming border crossings for days. Our neighbor to the south says it'll help with that. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Mexican government will deploy law enforcement to its border with Guatemala and other centers in Mexico. This is hoped to reduce the number of migrants. These and other steps could happen over the next few days.
A New York writer is celebrating after a court victory over former President Trump. A jury in New York has found him liable for sexual assault and defamation and ordered him to pay $5 million in damages. The claimant, E. Jean Carroll, tells CBS Mornings,
"Hooray! That's how I felt inside. Every blood vessel in my body jumped up with a complete and utter joy. It was a wonderful feeling."
Mr. Trump calls the verdict a disgrace. He says he'll appeal. The new CPI report shows inflation has fallen for the 10th month in a row. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The headline CPI rate, 4.9%. That's down from a peak of 9.1% back in June of 22.
Core consumer prices still high at 5.5%. Prince Harry scored an early victory at the opening of a new trial against UK tabloid. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
In court papers just released, the Mirror's acknowledged Harry and fellow plaintiffs likely were victims. It's apologized, but says they've waited too long to sue over their phone hacking accusations.
Fallen Fox host Tucker Carlson's found a new platform for his show.
Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You can enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time. mycomputercareer.edu.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 52. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 79. chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday. Mid-70s, Friday, low-70s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 10th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, our good friends from Encourage will be with us. We'll talk with Kim Shields. She's bringing in a good friend, Kathy, from the Village of Port Edwards. We're going to talk about the Village of Port Edwards Monarch Village and the Monarch Arts in, Monarchs in Arts section over there. Looking forward to that. Right now, some of our favorite people, our gang, the gang from Family Natural Foods, is with us. We have Stephen and Katrina Hittner. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's great.
Good.
Yes. Yeah. We're good. Here on the radio.
I feel like I asked you a curveball question there.
Yeah. 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 Do people ever tell you, James, that it's like, it's miserable? It's
yeah, terrible. Right. Yeah. Just once. I would love to get it. Like, you know what, man? It's been a bad day.
And then
it's been...
the whole radio segment is going to be about like coaching and just like life. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, we should be a little more real, but I can't. I mean, all in all, I'm having a great
You're
day.
Being
the sun's
real.
Out. I'm being
yeah.
real.
Yeah. You guys are always in good spirits coming in here. We appreciate that. And we appreciate being able to talk to you about what's going on in the store. Family Natural Foods and an establishment in this area. And one of the things that we love talking about with you guys is what's happening over there. Mm-hmm. I know that there is always something going on, so let's dive right into that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things going on. I'm going to do a little reversal of what I was going to do on here.
Oh,
and that's
I like
gonna,
that.
Just to switch it up.
Audible. Call an audible.
Because we talked about how warm and sunny it is. This is a nice reminder that it's sun and bug season. So that's just a good time to start protecting your skin, right? Yep. So get that sunscreen. Usually buy it once, and you're good for the whole season. It lasts you.
Maybe a couple seasons, if you're a vampire like me.
Mm-hmm. I can't take him anywhere, seriously.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
But the sunscreen we have is a really great company named it's a Badger. Its name is Badger. You'd think it'd be from the state of Wisconsin. It's not, but it's still a great sunscreen.
I think it's Vermont. It's a family-owned company. Mm-hmm. I met the two sisters who own it. Now. Mm-hmm. I think it was started by their dad. Lovely people, and they've always been dedicated to making the cleanest, safest products. A lot of people like, you know, especially with people with young kids or people that, you know, have skin that they want to protect, which we all do. Mm-hmm. They'll go on the Environmental Working Group website to look at different sunscreen brands and their effectiveness and their safety and their quality of ingredients. And Badger's always ranked at the top, basically. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, we've kind of just slimmed down to just basically Badger sunscreens. We used to sell this brand and that brand. We try new brands out, and you know, they're oftentimes are good brands too, but the tried and true is hard to beat. And Badger keeps improving too. You know, it used to be the natural sunscreens would be really hard to rub in. They'd be real white. These ones, you know, you just kind of like rub your hand twice, you know, like a Can you get that on the radio?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah. And, like, that's all you need. Mm-hmm. I like to give people an auditory reference.
It's great.
Here.
It's good.
And it's rubbed in, and you're not a white ghost or a vampire like me, I guess.
Yeah, and they have, like, babies and kids and then adult or sports. So if you're going to be, like, active more and you might be sweating or you're going to be swimming.
Yep.
We've got all those options. So, you know, come check it out. And when you're doing that, come check out the bug spray, because hopefully we're not going to have a lot of bugs like last year. That was really nice.
It was,
really nice. But
they came around in the fall. It was weird.
It might be they might be back with vengeance, you know? So who knows?
I've gotten a couple of mosquito bites.
And we have a couple different companies. Some favorites are the Buzz Away, which is just good for, you know, anybody in your home.
To buzz away your friends and
Right.
Yeah,
does that work? Does that work on
let me try
any
right
people
now. Shh, Steven, just kidding.
Anyone in your home even works on vampires. I can attest to it right now.
But one of our other companies we like is Nantucket Spider. That's the name of it.
Great
but
name.
There's one, it is really good. There's one that is for dogs, and people love seeing that it's dog friendly because there's essential oils. A lot of them are great for pets, but a lot of them aren't great for pets, and it's hard to know. And this is one that, you know, obviously they've done the research for us. We don't have to do that. And it, we should.
Yeah, right on the front it says, targets to repel fleas, mosquitoes, ticks, And flies.
Mm.
So that's pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Apparently not brothers, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. They're not as good at that.
No, but but I guess I was overselling it, I think, with that.
Okay, I'm going to have James do the smell test of it. So different essential oils.
Ooh.
You're going to pick up like peppermints, maybe some citronellas in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells good, actually.
So your furry friend would smell like that if you're cool with that.
Very cool. Very cool with that. Okay. That's awesome.
My dog always ends up getting far more ticks than I do. Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to have something for your dog. I was outside yesterday and I actually had a tick crawling on my pants and I was like, okay, I think maybe that was the second one I've seen this season. We had that like kind of early spring.
Yeah.
That's where I got one or two of those mosquito bites. And then it cooled down and now they're coming back again. So yeah, be careful with the ticks. And I think Katrina also brought, this is a great one too. Mm-hmm. If you do have a tick that's latched on, is sucking your blood like a vampire, I can relate.
Mm-hmm. It's a theme today.
How long
everyone
am I going to go with this vampire?
Yeah, I like
can't
it.
Wait to see
keep
it
going.
End, how
keep
he
going.
Finishes.
James is a method actor.
Yes,
so he's encouraging.
I'm loving it. I'm loving
it. So anyways, the kit, the idea of the kit is you could have one tick or multiple ticks from you. So let's say you go on a long hike and you pull off a bunch of ticks and you're like a little paranoid like I am that you might get Lyme disease. You can do it the old fashioned way where you go to the doctor and have them do the test on you and find out that, you know, depending on who you talk to, the test is sort of more or less accurate. There's some different thoughts on that, but there's a very comprehensive test. The accuracy, like it says on the front, you're 99.9% accuracy on this tick test. So what you do is sort of the reverse. You send the ticks in this kit. You send this kit out. Mm-hmm. You just take the ticks. You put them in a bag. You send the kit out.
Everything's in here that you'll need. Even like
even
the tweezers and the postage.
The postage,
everything.
It's all taken care of.
Really
and
easy.
You send the ticks to this lab, and within a couple of days, they've tested them and they send you the results and they say this tick had Lyme's or this tick didn't have Lyme's.
Mm-hmm.
Now from there you don't know for sure if you got Lyme's or not, but you know it gives you a good idea if you're starting to feel
some
symptoms.
Yeah, it gives you a head start on it.
If you're starting to feel some symptoms, you know, you can call your doctor and say, hey, I had taken a tick off me. That tick had Lyme disease and I'm feeling some symptoms. I need to get on, you know, whatever the protocol is.
Also, I just had a lady who did this the other day. So she got bit by a tick, and I'm like, well, do you still have it? She's like, yep. So she did this whole thing. It only took a couple days, and she got her results, and it came back. So it came back that it was it tells you the kind of tick. So this was a deer tick in her case. It also tells you the approximate time of how long it was maybe latched on because of how much blood is inside of it. So it said in there that it was latched for about 7 hours. And she said, she called her doctor, told him this, and they said, let's just get you an antibiotic right away. That's what they chose to do with that.
Like they just called it in.
She
didn't have to go
into
the
clinic. She didn't have to go
in
because she's like, look, this is what I did. Now, of course, every doctor might handle that differently. But I've done this before and sent things in, and it will tell me, like, you know, no, there's no Lyme's disease present. Mm-hmm. Or then it just makes me feel good, like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's such a debilitating and complex disease and increasingly common with the amount of ticks that are out there and the percentage of the ticks carrying this and other disease. They can also test for other things beyond Lyme disease, which is probably a question somebody has out there right now.
Well, interesting you say that, Stephen, because I had two notes going into the show today and everything that I was hoping we'd have a chance to touch on. Suntan lotion and ticks. So our chemistry is through the roof.
Yeah. We got it. Not vampires. Though.
No, not vampires. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, vampires.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's on the bottom. Okay, alphabetical. Got it.
We got two on the top then. That's good.
You got them all.
Got it all the way.
Two of the bigger articles that I have read in the last 6-7 months are both dealing with these subjects. One with the suntan lotion and the idea of people like my father and I got to start wearing suntan lotion. Mm. We've never burned. Yeah. We've always felt good about this. There are not a lot of advantages to being a male off. This is like it. It's like end of list. This and being able to reach things on tall shelves, like that's it. But even people like ourselves are being encouraged and being told, hey, you should put something on. Mm-hmm. And so my father and I late in life are doing like this thing where we're trying to help each other out, learning what suntan lotion is.
Right.
Like have no idea what we're doing at all. So that's something to keep in mind for people even that aren't traditionally usually using it.
Mm-hmm.
But the tick situation, there are predictions this year that that could be through the roof, that we could have a much more serious tick problem this season than we have in years past. I don't want to scare people. We're okay. We got places like Family Natural Foods. We got places that we can do to take care of our not only our little ones and ourselves, but our furry animals, our furry friends. Yep. I think that's... It's interesting that there's almost a more of a concern with it affecting animals than humans, even though it's both are dangerous and both shouldn't be messed with.
Right. Yeah, take it seriously. Yeah. And you can use this kit for animals, too. If you pulled four or five ticks off your dog, send those off. You know, you can do it with whatever. It's a nice resource. They're not too expensive. What are they? Less
I think they're
20,
like $19
bucks,
or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot cheaper and convenient, more convenient than going to the doctor, which, you know, it still is a viable option. But I found this to be a really nice thing. Really, and it's nice for people to know this in the beginning of the season. Don't just, you know, throw those ticks away or burn them or whatever. Yeah. Keep them. Even if you don't buy the kit today, you can just buy the kit anytime. It. But keep them in a Ziploc bag, you know, maybe write whoever's name it is on that bag.
That's what I do.
Yep.
I
say
put
like,
them on there.
Okay.
I put like Juna, and then I put the date that she was bit, and I actually Ziploc it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Weird. Yes.
No,
I clear it out, everybody, at the end of the season. But,
that's good enough. Yeah.
But it's like, okay, if there's any issues that we have, then I know, like, okay, these are the ones that she was bit from. I can bring the test in or go to a doctor's appointment and they can test it from there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that another thing that we're excited about this time of year is gardening, seeds, all that.
Yes.
How's that going?
Yeah. So
it's going quick.
It's going quick.
They always, there's always those early birds coming out. You know, even a month ago, we were selling a lot of garden seeds. Mm-hmm. But if you want potatoes, if you want like seed potatoes to plant, I would come in this week.
Mm-hmm. I'd say within 2 weeks, we'll probably be out of the seed potatoes.
Yeah, the selection's going to be, right now you have a full selection, but we don't have any extra bags. There's no gunny sacks, you know, 50 pounds of seed potatoes sitting around. So I think by next week, there'll still be seed potatoes, but you're going to not maybe get your top choice, you know, depending on what it is. And onion sets are going to be similar. I think we might have 2 weeks on onion sets. Those tend to go pretty quick too. Mm. Onion plants already sold out.
But we have lots of different garden seeds. So, you're looking for
seeds,
peas or you're looking for beans. We have that. We have some herbs.
Lettuce.
A few flowers. Yep. We have plenty of those. But like Steven said, if you want your potatoes, come in. Come on in.
Yeah, and but we're doing a lot of seeds. I think Judith's probably in the back of the store right now.
She's getting us ready.
Getting us stocked up.
Thank you.
I said, we're going to the radio, Judith, prepare yourself.
She's
like just double speeded, I think.
I can imagine that you guys get an influx after these interviews, so that's probably a good heads up to her.
Yeah. That in the weekends, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now is a little bit of double duty. It's like she was doing some a couple days ago, but like still catching up from the weekend, and then you got like, on the radio. So it'll be fun. We love garden seeds. It's important for people to plant their own gardens. And, cultivate stuff.
You guys are such a mainstay when it comes to that too. People that got their seeds there last year come back this year, et cetera. So
I love it. Yeah, we see faces, you know, like our parents' age, or you know, like even older,
our
like
grandparents'
age almost. You know, like coming in planting, and they're still planting those gardens. They're sometimes the folks planting the biggest garden still, and I'm like, you guys are champs.
Yeah, you're out there doing hard work.
Yep.
And speaking of familiar faces, we're going to have a familiar face again at Family Natural Foods. We are going to have Terry Lemron with Terry Naturally. Mm-hmm. So all those awesome products. So, you know, Curamin, Curamed Brain. Let's see what else we have. Like the Sue Control D. Like all these really great products for anything, right? Your inflammation, your heart health, all of those. The man himself. Terry.
The icon.
He's coming to Family Natural Foods.
That's
going to
be
on May 24th at 5:15. It's a Wednesday. It's just a couple weeks away. We're so close.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Which is exciting to have him come again. And
yeah, real innovator. What, 50 years?
50 years of experience.
50 years, working in wellness and the natural health field and a true innovator. I mean,
he's an icon.
He's still traveling the world. He's in his 80s. He's still traveling the world, finding new products. There's actually a new one. I won't talk about it too much because it's kind of like a surprise in a way. He's gonna talk about it for sure. But it's from the Mediterranean, and I think this is gonna be one of Terry's new big things. I've never heard of it from any other company. It's probably the first one in the U.S.
What's it called?
It's Greek mountain tea.
So it's intriguing. It's intriguing.
I'm guessing
that's a good tease. That's a good tease.
Yeah, it's in capsules, so you don't, you know, if you're not a tea drinker. But I'm guessing it's probably been, you know, drank in the Mediterranean. Maybe it's part of that, you know, secret to the Mediterranean lifestyle that, you know, everyone.
You've heard about it for years.
Yeah, we all like to replicate that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Terry's really going to get into this. I'm assuming it's but it's just an example of like how innovative he is. He's come out probably with two or three new products just this year. And he's doing that every year. You know, there's, he's finding stuff that we don't know about, and he's done this for years. Like people have heard of St. John's wort or glucosamine, glucosamine chondroitin. Those are things you can buy at the dollar store practically nowadays. But he was the guy who first brought it to the U.S. He saw the research, he saw the science on it, and oftentimes, like in glucosamine's case or St. John's wort, he saw the research in Europe and he said, hey, doctors are prescribing this in Europe, but this is natural medicine. We can sell this on the shelves and we can, you know, we can get people, you know, relief from their arthritis with this glucosamine, or, you know, relief from, you know, depression. That's what the science was showing him in Europe. And, you know, it's still being used in Europe, oftentimes by doctors. And you know, increasingly by doctors in America, too.
I love one of the proofs of Terry's work, his legacy, is Terry. Like, Terry himself. You mentioned before, we mentioned him on the air before and such, that at his age, to be doing what he's doing and stuff, you're not doing that if you're not living a healthy lifestyle. I mean, he's a perfect, example or you
healthy
know,
lifestyle.
Mascot, almost, of his legacy. And just him himself, even.
And I would say, like the fact that he can keep doing this because he's so healthy, that's certainly... You gotta like whenever I meet somebody who's in their, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, upper 90s, I'm always like, what's your secret? And we've literally got a guy who spent his whole life figuring out what the secret is.
For all of us, sharing that information.
How does he travel around the world? Like, he goes to India. You know, he's not going, like, it's not like a Caribbean cruise.
Right.
Which is fine.
We all love that kind of thing. But yeah, he goes to, like, you know, European countries, traveling, you know, these long flights, exhausting. I mean, this stuff, like, I just read about what he's doing and I'm like, I'm a little bit tired reading it. He's doing it, you know, in his 80s. So yeah, I think there's something to be learned from Terry, just a couple things perhaps. And I'm eager to hear it myself.
When I was a kid, my nana, I loved cooking with her, and she knew I liked cooking, and she used to tease me, Jimmy, you're gonna have to put on weight, nobody wants to eat from a thin cook. Like, the idea that I don't eat my own food, or my own food doesn't fill me up, so who's gonna eat my food, kind of thing. Terry, like, I'm not to be mean to myself, but he has a body like me or something like that, or whatever, or anything like that. I don't know if I'm listening as much. I'm like, oh, hey, man, this guy doesn't seem to be taking his own products or anything. You see Terry, you hear Terry talk, you any of these things, whether you're able to be at these or not, you will get a guy like you see right a perfect example of, oh, this is a guy who believes in what he's talking about, takes what he's saying. You're not living this long and doing what he's doing without taking these these great things for your body.
Absolutely.
And I think it's also his passion. Because he retired once, and the next day he regretted it. I think he might tell a story when he comes. He said he sat in his car and he cried. You know, which is really moving, because he just regretted it. And then he started the second company, and I don't think he's doing it because he certainly isn't doing it because he needs the money.
Right.
You know, he's doing this because he wants to help people and he's passionate to help people, just like he's been for the last 50 years. So I think it's going to be great. It's wonderful we can do this as a free event. We're partnering with the First Baptist
Church? First Baptist Church, which is right behind us. Actually, the address is very similar to it. It's 910 McKinley. So it's the street right behind us. It's that beautiful church with the gold top. Everybody knows it. It's beautiful.
So beautiful. Such
it's a historical building. It's really great that, you know, we've used it the last two times we were there. You know, the seats are a lot more comfortable than any seats we have at our store. And we've had, you know, over 100 people at some of these previous events. And we, you know, the church can do that. So we're also going to be really excited to have folks come in and talk to Terry after the event in the store.
Yeah, we'll do like a meet and greet afterwards. So Terry will talk and then we'll walk over, or you can repark over by the store. you can park at the store, yeah, or by the church or on the city parking, you know, just on
streets,
the street.
Yeah.
But afterwards, we're going to have Terry come and we're going to kind of do like a meet and greet. And we'll also be sampling meat from our friends Prairie Pastured Beef, which have amazing grass-fed organic.
Something we couldn't do at the church because, you know, they're fine with water at the church if you want to bring a bottle of water, but they don't want any food or, you know, you gotta stay in these places.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're bringing folks back. We were just talking to Perry Pressure's Beef this morning. Mm-hmm. Carl, talk about another innovator.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take university classes. You heard about this. Like this
culinary classes on like the cuts of meat so he can really communicate to his customers how the cuts are and how learning about seasoning so he can really come up with his new seasonings and flavors.
He's always been an innovator and passionate about what he does on the
Sounds like it.
So we got two innovator passionate people about what they do. Mm-hmm. Bringing their products to our store on what day is it?
It's going to be May 24th at 5:15, and then come after the store, which we didn't even talk about yet, and that is after the presentation. So this is not before. This is only after the presentation. There'll be an extra sale that night that we have. And then...
Yeah, we can't really say the number because they won't allow us to.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of things where they're like, yeah, you guys could do that, but you can't say anything about it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not fun.
But that just tells you it's good.
Teaser,
you know it's good, though.
Yeah.
You know?
It's certainly, I think I could say it's our best sale we've ever done on Terry products.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Certainly for all, you know, to have everything of his on that sale is going to be amazing.
And then if you can't make it, or, you know, it's a bummer you can't make it. We hope you can. We really do. But the day after that, we're going to have the day after until the end of June, we're going to have the whole line of Terry Natural on sale.
Yeah.
So
that'll be 20% off. I can say that.
Still going to be a great sale, and it'll be wonderful. You can catch it through that whole month. Or let's say you go to the presentation, you decide, oh, maybe I'll just get that later. But you definitely, if you like Terry stuff, you like Terry products, if you want, you should, one, want to meet the man and learn from him. But two, catch that sale that is only going to happen that night after the presentation.
Yeah, try a new product like this Greek Mountain Tea, maybe. And then if you like it, you can come back and get more while it's still on sale in June. So it's, we're really excited. What is the date again?
May 24th at 5:15.
Fantastic.
That's a Wednesday, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. It's going to be a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday before the holiday weekend. Started out healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Ended healthy, too. That'd be nice.
Before we let you guys go and Stephen and I communicate about tonight's watching of Interview with a Vampire.
Yes.
Which, midnight? Were we saying
I
midnight or one?
I thought this was an interview.
It was an interview with a vampire. It is. That is nicely done. What did we? I know we wanted to wrap up on something new that we're going to tell the audience about.
We could just give a quick teaser.
There's a new company we brought in called
Wild Theory,
and the specific products are Strata. It's a Wisconsin-based company, Wisconsin growing hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And hemp and CBD have become, you know, kind of everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
But there's still some innovations happening, and some people who maybe didn't get results before may get results, maybe get better results, or may get results if they never got results with this, because it's a pretty high strength. So it's a 25 milligram CBD product with a 2.5 THC,
mm-hmm.
and it's that synergy between those two things that really makes it more effective. We have a lot of folks who are using this for, you know, chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
Sleep, stress. Mm-hmm. And it works really great. I mean, Jamie was here a while back talking about how when she goes downhill skiing, her knees feel like razor blades in a gravel pit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, she's told this story so many times, it's like in my head, it's it's like both like a little horrific and amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
But she said like if she takes this product, she can ski, you know, the whole day. Mm. If she doesn't, she's off the slopes in an hour or two.
Yeah.
And so it, you know, it's been tested out with people, you know, with chronic, you know, in her case, knee pain.
It's such a game changer what this can do for people, what it can do with especially when I think of our senior population, and a lot of the aches and pains, a lot of the troubles that they deal with, and they just kind of like a lot of us, I just gotta walk it off, or I'll just, this is just life now and I gotta deal with it. No, it doesn't have to be that way. You can have help, you can have, and it is some of the more beneficial ways of being able to help you or yourself as well without having to use a traditional aspirin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
and this is on sale this month, mm-hmm. so come in, you know, for the month of May.
It's also organic Wisconsin grown hemp product that is in there. So it's
very good quality.
It's really good quality at Wild Theories out of Madison. So they're doing all the right things. And so check it out. Definitely. It's helped and a lot of people.
You know, with any of these products, if you're uncertain about something, ask questions.
Yeah, that,
you know, that's very okay. In fact, you guys like that stuff. You want people to ask questions and everything.
Yeah.
So please feel free to do that. And you can do that in person, on the phone, any way you like. They've got a great Facebook and Instagram pages. There are tons of ways to connect with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Guys, thanks a lot for the time. Always love hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Steven, I'll see you at midnight, 1 o'clock?
Once the sun's down.
Yeah, we got to wait for the sun. Yeah. It's summer now. We got to wait longer.
It's longer,
People don't understand how hard that is on vampires. You know, they just don't.
Life.
How Katrina puts up with that? I don't know. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with Katrina. Good to see you, Steven.
Yeah, thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call if you'd like at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Also, bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Stop on over to their Facebook page and Instagram pages and like those pages. Keep up to date on all the great things going on at Family Natural Foods. Take a break and we'll come back with more Morning Magazine here at WFHR.
It's Terry time.
Hey, it's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods.
We are excited to have Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally here at our store.
Really? Terry is back? When?
Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15.
What's he talking about?
Terry will be presenting on natural medicines that are better than drugs.
Will there be a sale?
Yes, our biggest sale ever that night on Terry products.
Wow, when is he coming?
Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15 here at Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids.
We hope to see you there.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 52. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 79. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday. Mid-70s Friday, low 70s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 10th, 2023. It is 10:30 on the clock, and your host, James, here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We have in studio with us our good friend, Kim Shields from Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How you been?
I've been doing great.
Good, good. Good to have you here. Thanks for being here, Kim.
Thank you.
And as always, as our friends in Encourage do all the time, you guys share your time here with us on the air, and we always appreciate that, Kim, especially when we get to talk to somebody as cool as Kathy here. Kathy McGrath is with us from the Village of Port Edwards. We're going to be be getting an Encourage update for you, but we're also going to talk about the Village of Port Edwards Monarch Village and Monarchs in the Art. Very excited about this. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Here. I'm fine.
Good, good. Kim, let's get the Encourage update first.
Sure.
Let's take care of that. And certainly some cool stuff to start with, the school awards programs. Like, that's a very exciting thing.
It is, and it's a very exciting time of the year. Today is our first scholarship awards program that will be taking place at Nakusa High School. Next Wednesday, we have three, Assumption High School in the afternoon, and then John Edwards, which is Port Edwards High School, and Lincoln High School in the evening. And then the following Wednesday on the 24th is Pittsville High School. So that'll wrap up our school awards programs. Looking forward to that. As always, we are just so appreciative of the donors and their generosity, their belief in education. And it's truly an honor to be able to present these scholarships. So I'm looking forward to that. And we will provide an update in June. So we'll,
very cool. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Do the families know beforehand that they're getting these?
No, they do not.
Oh, that's so
it
cool.
It is a surprise.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We work with the, I have notified the donors, and they keep that under close wraps as well.
Nice.
And obviously the school guidance counselors know, and they are tremendous. We are very fortunate with the incredible guidance staff that we have and school staff that we work with.
Big thank you to all of them out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
We used to have the guys from the Dick Trickle Memorial join us like once a year and stuff and talk to them. I miss those guys. I hope they're doing well.
They
and
are.
Got they're an update great. On this.
Yes, absolutely. So the Dick Trickle Memorial Fund is through Encourage.
Yeah.
And these gentlemen that you referred to, they are incredible volunteers. They have worked, I want to say tirelessly, but they're tired. They have put in so much love and dedication to creating this memorial. And this year is the 9th celebration that they will be having since the memorial was created.
Yeah.
And so next year will be the final. They're going to do 10 years, and it's just been a wonderful event. But the memorial celebration is going to be on Sunday, May 21st from noon until 5. It is in the Rudolph Park, and they have a Facebook page, and there's a lot of details on there. They are going to be modifying it from what they've done in the past, but it's a wonderful celebration. And people that are interested, please check out the Dick Trickle Memorial Facebook page for all the details, or give us a call at Encourage and we can fill you in as well. But that's Sunday, May 21st.
Yeah, I mean, an important figure in this area.
Absolutely.
And somebody that deserves to be celebrated long for years and years down the line here and everything. And those guys, the passion and the care that they have about this, I thank them so much and appreciate them putting a spotlight on this so much.
Right. And, we are really fortunate. We've had some great racers come from our area. That I'm sure the gentlemen have talked to you about in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And Dick Trickle is obviously one of the most well-known names. I remember as a young girl, he actually purchased a car that wasn't running from my parents for his son, and he was going to totally recreate it. So I remember meeting him as a little girl.
That's cool. So, that's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Kind of full circle moment there.
Yeah, I like that. Oh,
absolutely.
The storyteller in me loves that. That's fantastic. The Wood County Memorial Day celebration is also an important one that's coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So your listeners may remember we had Nancy Quick on air with us last November, and she shared information about the different legacy stones that people purchase in honor or in memory of somebody from Wood County that had served. And so they are having their Memorial Day dedication. It is on Friday, May 26th at 1 o'clock at the courthouse. And at this ceremony, they will be dedicating the new legacy stones that have been set in the past year. And also there are additional names that will be added for those sheriffs and correction officers that are currently serving that in those public service positions that were veterans as well. So there will be additional names added to the back of that front memorial, as well as legacy stones dedicated.
Anytime I'm over there, I go out of my way to walk past to take a nod or a look or anything like that. And it's one of those things too that I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people that do things like that. So it's very important.
We're really fortunate to have that memorial. And again, that is another incredible group of volunteers that put their heart and soul into this project. and people can donate to support that memorial at any time. Again, that fund is at Encourage.
To wrap up, Kim is going to let me know when I can start hanging out at the zoo as soon as I'm done on the air here.
Absolutely.
It's the whole reason we moved the studio here, so I could get to the zoo that much faster.
Yeah. A block and a half. You're good.
Yep, I'm
You're
good. That's good. I can go hang out with the lemurs. That's awesome.
Right.
The Summer Zoo program is coming up.
Yes, absolutely. We're so pleased to be able to offer four programs this summer, and this is all in thanks to the incredible generosity and vision of Helen Mead and her fund that she had established through Encourage. You know, that vision helped create Helen Zoo House.
Yeah.
It was a combination of the funds through Encourage as well as the city of Wisconsin Rapids that created that Zoo House.
That's amazing.
And we not only use it for educational programs, but the city is able to rent that out for other things like birthday parties and gatherings. So
it's pretty cool.
So we're having four programs. Our first one is Thursday, June 8th. We'll have Zoozort here. On Tuesday, June 27th, we have the wonderful Kathy McGrath, who is sitting next to me, talking about monarchs. On Tuesday, July 25th, Animal Quest will be here.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday, August 9th, back by popular demand, is David Stokes. And what's really cool is he's going to be our guest here at WFHR Morning Magazine that day.
Awesome.
So
we have a
little bit later start time for that, so that we can have David come over and chat with you as well. Glad that worked out. So this, I have a flyer. I just, your listeners can't see it, but I presented it, one to James, and we do have this on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It is on our Facebook page and Instagram. And also these flyers are being distributed to every local elementary student in their Friday folder. So it's possible they may have already gone out to some last Friday, but each of the elementary schools will be getting them as well as shared with some nonprofits.
Kicks off with Zoozort on June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about this and putting it into our good stories of the day and those kind of things, and making sure everybody knows about these. I'm so excited about all these events. I want to real quick, I want to talk with you, Kathy, of course, about the Monarch Village and all of that. Real quick, as long as we're on the subject, your marvelous monarchs that you're going to be doing there. You want to tease any of this to the audience, to the kids out there at all, what you guys might be talking about or doing?
Well, hopefully. It always depends on what I can gather certain times of the year. But hopefully I will have the different life cycle parts of the monarch. Cool. If I have monarch eggs, I will be certain to show them. And if I have caterpillars and chrysalises, and then hopefully butterflies. But it all depends on Mother Nature. And sometimes she's more productive than other times. But hopefully, when I talked with Kim about setting up the date, I said usually, you know, this time of in June will be a good time for having all four parts of the life cycle.
Good. Mother Nature is the boss. She is the boss. We'll just follow her lead on this.
Yep. We have to go with what she gives us. And my husband and I spend a lot of time out hunting. A lot of people hunt deer and squirrels, whatever. But we hunt for either monarch caterpillars or the eggs. And we spend many hours in the summer doing that.
Seems a lot safer, too. Seems a little safer hunting.
Yes. And also milkweed.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And, we have to go where the milkweed is, which means not near any agricultural fields.
Oh, we got a good conversation ahead. Yeah. I can't wait. I want to get the commercial break out of the way, take care of that, so we can just go ahead and keep talking right to the top of the hour. We'll do that. We'll get to our break. We'll come back, and we'll have more with our friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields with us, and also Kathy McGrath from the Village of Port Edwards, talking about the Monarch Village and Monarchs in the Art here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 52. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 79. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday. Mid-70s Friday, low 70s by Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you all are having a morning magazine here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks a lot for joining us. We are hanging out with Kathy and Kim. Oh, that worked out. That worked out really good. Kim, of course, Kim Shields from Encourage, who joins us once a month. We always appreciate the time from our friends from Encourage and what you guys do in the community. And Kathy McGrath is with us. She is from the Village of Port Edwards. We are getting an update not only on the village itself, the Monarch Village, but the Monarchs in Art, and talking about some of the fun things people can look forward to this summer. Kathy, I don't believe we've been able to have you on the air before, though, have we?
Yes, my husband and I were on... A while back.
Okay, it was a while ago, though. Okay, all right. Well, the time is a flat circle. So, I know it's been a while, at least. And it's so nice to have you here. It's so nice to be able to have somebody that puts such care, you and your husband, and the people that you have working with you and stuff, that put so much care into this subject. I want to get to the art and all these things real quick, though. What got you into this? Why did you want to? Why did you make the? Because it's a passion for you. The audience can't see. Kathy's got a great shirt on. She's got the butterfly earrings. Shoes. I love it.
The shoes. Butterflies on her shoes.
You rock. Look at me. I match all the same color. Like, that's the only way I know how to. You and I, right there.
This is my uniform.
Right on. I embrace it. What got you to want to do this with your golden years and all that?
Well, I was an elementary school teacher for 34 years, 31 years in kindergarten, and I did the Monarch Project with my kindergartners, not from the beginning, but a friend who was a fourth grade teacher, actually two friends that were fourth grade teachers, were kind of getting into this, and we partnered, the fourth graders and the kindergartners, and so I did it for many years, and truthfully, it was one of the best things the kindergartners remembered from the year, because it was hands-on. When you watch the metamorphosis and the life cycle of the monarch, you cannot help but be thrilled and enthused. Mm. So that's where it all started. And I got the idea after I retired, Port Edwards could become a monarch village. Mm. And there's an organization called Monarch City USA out of the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. And so I got the information. I called out there and talked to a person and said, the only problem, our municipality is not a city. We are a village. Mm. Could we be a monarch village? And the man said, yes, you'd be the first one in the United States. And I said, okay, that's cool. What we want to be. So that was in 2017. I had to get the okay from our village board. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bit of cost involved. And I thought, no problem, I will pay for that. But I went to the village board meeting and they were all on board. And they said, don't worry about it, we'll cover the cost. And so in 2017, Port Edwards became the first monarch village in the United States.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
In little Port Edwards.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful sign.
Yep.
To prove it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
When you
I was just through Port Edwards the other day and saw it. Yeah.
When you drive into the village on the Welcome to Port Edwards, you see the little Monarch Village sign. So it's been a really great experience. Since then, we've established a Village Monarch Park. And we've had many people that have helped with it. Of course, we are always looking for volunteers because weeding the gardens in the park is a huge job. And both my husband and I are getting older, and it's not as easy as it used to be. So if there's anyone out there that is all interested in helping with that, my husband is willing to work with people to show them what needs to be done.
Cool.
And this is the time of the year when we need to get all the weeds out before the good things, like the milkweed, start growing.
Thank you for that, Kathy, for everything that you and your husband are doing, and certainly appreciate the story there. You're giving us the backstory on that. But I can't help, as you're telling all of that, I think of all, like, so many conversations you and I have had, Kim, about, you know, community members. And, hey, you have an idea.
Yes.
Give it a shot. See what can happen. You know, well, we're a village. We're not a city. I don't know if they could do this. Kathy easily could have been like, well, that's it. That's the end of this. I'll just stop right here and we'll just, you know, wrap this up and everything. And maybe I'll have some monarchs in my backyard or something like that. That's not what we do in the Midwest. That's not who we are.
Right.
We keep pushing and we got to ask the questions. It can't hurt. And she asked the questions. Look how what happens from this.
Well,
I hope it's an example to people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that's a perfect example of like a what if grant. Mm-hmm. What if we're dreaming? And with Kathy and Pat, you know, they brought in the school, the kids, like there's so many projects that you still have the schools and the children participate in. It's located in downtown Port Edwards and it's right next to Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. And, you know, bringing in the businesses and organizations and, you know, having people work together. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, the what if grant where a little bit of money can make a big difference. This is a perfect example of that. Now, granted, it wasn't tapped into that, but that's a great example.
And why, when we tell people, hey, if you have this idea, reach out. Reach out to encourage.
Right.
See if you got something there. If there is, you know, you never know. It could turn into something like this, and you could have the first, you know, monarch village in the country. I mean, it's pretty darn cool. That is pretty interesting. As it comes to that, when it comes to that, though, that's something that takes work. So I appreciate you mentioning the help with volunteers. Hearing in that. And while I think you and your husband want you guys around 1,000 more years and everything, it's an important point to make. These things are great. They're beautiful. But, you know, we talk about this with the Historic Point Boss all the time. The history there is so rich, so beautiful. We want to keep that around for the generations coming forward here. It takes young blood to do that. Everything that we talk about in life is going to need some young blood at some point to be able to keep something moving. The volunteers, the people that get into this, you're putting back into your community. You're taking those hours, that time to make the city of Port Edwards that much more beautiful, give much more to the city to bring in people to come see these things and stuff. There is nothing but win-win and advantage to being a part of this. When it comes to the Monarchs in Art, let's talk about that a little bit, Kathy. That's going on June 30th through August 15th. What exactly is this exhibit? What is this event?
Well, I also had that idea many years ago, and then COVID came and it kind of kept getting put on the back burner. But I had said to the people at the Alexander House, wouldn't it be great to have an exhibit of just Monarch art? And so it's finally come to fruition. I'm very excited that it's going to be happening this summer. And right now I just talked to Connie Hanke, who is the art director at the Alexander House. And she said the artwork is rolling in. And it's going to be all different kinds of art.
I'm a little confused. How do they hold the paintbrush? How does a monarch... I had to. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. People drawing monarchs makes much more sense. Much more.
Right, and it's not just going to be drawing or photography. I think there's going to be all different kinds of monarch art, which I think will be really cool. On the opening night, which is Friday, June 30th, my husband and I will be there outside underneath the carport at the Alexander House, hopefully with live parts of the life cycle to show people, and we will have lots of information there and talk with people about how you can raise monarchs and how you can help the monarch population, which of course everyone knows is declining. I've had people say to me, what's the big deal about saving the monarchs? And I'm like, well, they are pollinators. Yep. If you want to eat, you need pollinators in the world. Besides, monarchs are beautiful, and why wouldn't we want to save them?
Thank you so much for adding this, Kathy. I was hoping we would, I knew we would get it in at some point. I was looking forward to it because we deal with the, you know, No Mow May. We had years ago talking about the importance of bees. And I agree with you. I think that it is pretty common knowledge. But just in case there's anybody out there that doesn't know, you know, this they are an not only one of the more beautiful insects in the world, they're one of the more important ones. And how vital it is to our commerce, our economy, our eating, all these things. I mean, these bugs help us. They are important and they're beautiful. It's a cool thing. One thing I love about this project as well is the connection it has with our community. We have such artistic people in this community. So many people that are so good at doing not just your traditional arts, but just different innovative kind of creative ways of doing something like that. I can't imagine how beautiful this is going to be at an event. Are you still taking pieces or is that all wrapped up?
No. Nope, they can still enter things. They're due May 15th.
Okay.
And if they want to reach out, the Alexandria House does have a Facebook page. All that information is on there. They can certainly call me if they have, you know, questions. I can help them out. But it is a juried art show, which is something that the Alexander House usually doesn't do, so this is really extra special.
For those who don't know, what does that mean specifically?
Well, that means that their work has to be accepted. Usually the Alexander House, when they put on a show, have two different artists, and they just take, you know, the things that they have, which is, they're always beautiful shows. But this is going to be different because it's going to involve lots of people.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Nice done. Nicely done.
Which is great to have that variety, too. And provide that opportunity for more people. Because like you said, James, we have so many talented individuals in our community. But also, I'm imagining that people from outside the community are also sending works of art.
Which is kind of fun. And I think most people love taking in an art or museums. We love the Alexander House. Great establishment. Great place. And a big thank you to them. But I like the idea of a theme. And having this theme of the modern monarchs, and especially the time of year that we're having and everything, that is a fun combination of things too. Are you and your husband artistic at all? Are you guys going to be having any pieces in there? Not to put you on the spot, but I am not
very artistic. My husband is, he does photography as a hobby.
Cool.
So
beautiful.
If I get him to finally enter something, maybe he will enter something.
We'll try to put a pressure of a little bit. Not in a fun way, in a fun way.
And I would like to say as a kindergarten teacher, Mrs. McGrath, sorry, I defer to that too. As my daughter's kindergarten teacher.
I was wondering.
Kathy is very artistic. I mean, you kind of have to be a creative soul, especially working with those adorable young brains and minds and spirits.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Kim, because I did want to, before we wrapped up, thank you, Kathy, for the service to our community and teaching in this area for so long. We greatly appreciate that. I was going to say, because, you know, especially your generation, you guys don't know how to retire. You do this horribly. You're horrible at retiring. Yeah, you know, you're supposed to relax and enjoy, you know, and all that. No, but we appreciate that. We do. And it's one of those things that I think we all know good teachers. We've had good teachers. And one of the things that we remember about them is even when they retire, they never stop. You never stop teaching. You never really do. Is that one of the things that you enjoy the most about, like, this event and something like this, Kathy?
And that's it with my monarch presentations. I have given hundreds of presentations, and it's all about education.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, even with adults, how many people will say, I had no idea.
Right.
And it seems like every time I do a presentation, someone comes up and says, wow, I am so impressed with what the monarchs do. Just the fact that they migrate over 1,800 miles. And we tag them in the fall, the ones that do that, and we have gotten certificates.
I was going to ask what these are,
This one, the monarch traveled 1,829 miles, was released in Port Edwards, and was found in Cerro Pelon, Mexico, which is one of the monarch places down there.
Yeah, yeah. So. And all that with no free airline miles. No free airline miles either. That's a shame. That's a shame. They should work something out for that.
They are smart, though. They
really
do
smart.
Catch the air currents, which helps them to fly. And, I mean, it's just amazing. The more you read about it and the more you learn about monarchs. I mean, I'm still learning about them.
Yeah, which is a fun part of the process, right. I thought. Kathy, if people do want to volunteer, they do want to help out with this, is there a way we can send them or, you know, information from you?
Yep, they can call me or email me. I will leave that information with you and you'll have it.
So, all right, sounds good. Kim, if people want to follow up on some of the things we've talked about today and everything, or just want to reach out to encourage because they have a good idea, how can they get in contact with you?
So they can call the office at 715-423-3863 or email hello@encouragecf.org. That's encourage with an I. Or check us out on our website, encouragecf.org, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a call.
I typed into my search bar Monarch Village, Port Edwards, Wisconsin. That led up to a Facebook page and a couple of things. So I could give the website for Monarch Village. It's just a little long, and I don't know if anybody would be able to get it, but I would encourage you to throw it into your search bar. You'll find it right away. It was the second or third thing that popped up for me. And Monarchs in Art, a juried art exhibit at the Alexander House, will be June 30th through August 15th. You can find out more about that by going to alexanderhouseonline.org. Always appreciate the time, Kim. Always good to see you. Thanks.
Great to see you. Thank you.
And Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fun. This is a lot of fun. Thanks for the time. We'll talk with you again real soon.
Sounds great.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.